The Gospel of John, chapter 19. Then Pilate had Jesus taken away and scourged. The soldiers twisted thorns into a crown and put it on his head. They threw a cloak of royal purple around his shoulders, and they began coming up to him and saluting him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they struck him on the face. Pilate went outside yet another time and said to the Jews, "Look, I am bringing him out, and I want you to know that I find no crime in him." Jesus then came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple cloak, and Pilate pointed at him, saying, "Behold the man." On seeing him, the chief priests and the guards cried out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate said, "Take him yourselves and have him crucified, for I find no case against him." The Jews then said, "We have a law, and according to the law, this man must die, because he made himself Son of God." When Pilate heard this, he was more afraid. And coming back into the court, he asked Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave him no answer. Then Pilate said to him, "You will not speak to me? Do you not know that I have power to release you, just as I have power to crucify you?" Jesus replied, "You would have no power over me unless it had been given to you from above. Therefore the one who handed me over to you is more guilty." From that moment, Pilate tried to release him. But the Jews cried out, "If you release this man, you are no friend of Caesar. Anyone who makes himself a king is defying Caesar." When Pilate heard this, he had Jesus brought outside to the place called the Stone Floor, in Hebrew, Gabbatha, and sat down in the judgment seat. It was the day of preparation for the Passover, about noon. Pilate said to the Jews, "Behold your king." But they cried out, "Away, take him away, crucify him." Pilate replied, "Shall I crucify your king?" And the chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Then Pilate handed Jesus over to them to be crucified. Jesus is crucified. They took Jesus and led him away. Bearing his cross, Jesus went out of the city to what is called the place of the skull, in Hebrew, Golgotha. There he was crucified, and with him two others, one on either side, and Jesus in the middle. Pilate had a notice written and fastened to the cross, which read, "Jesus the Nazarene, the King of the Jews." Many Jewish people saw this title because the place where Jesus was crucified was very close to the city, and the title was written in Hebrew, Latin, and Greek. The chief priests said to Pilate, "Do not write, 'The King of the Jews,' but 'This man claimed to be King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered them, "What I have written, I have written." When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and divided them into four parts, one part for each of them. But as the tunic was woven in one piece from top to bottom, they said, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots to decide who will get it." This fulfilled the words of Scripture, "They divided my clothing among them, they cast lots for my garment." This was what the soldiers did. Jesus' last words. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister Mary, who was the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved, he said to the mother, "Woman, this is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "This is your mother." And from that moment the disciple took her to his own home. Jesus knew all was now finished, and in order to fulfill what was written in Scripture, he said, "I am thirsty." A jar full of bitter wine stood there. So putting a sponge soaked in the wine on a twig of hyssop, they raised it to his lips. Jesus took the wine and said, "It is accomplished." Then he bowed his head and gave up the spirit. The Pierced Christ. As it was preparation day, the Jews did not want the bodies to remain on the cross during the Sabbath, for this Sabbath was a very solemn day. They asked Pilate to have the legs of the condemned men broken, so that the bodies might be taken away. The soldiers came and broke the legs of the first man and of the other man who had been crucified with Jesus. When they came to Jesus, they saw that he was already dead, so they did not break his legs. One of the soldiers, however, pierced his side with a lance, and immediately there came out blood and water. The one who saw that has testified to it, and his testimony is true. He knows he speaks the truth, so that you also might believe. All this happened to fulfill the words of Scripture, "Not one of his bones shall be broken." Another text says, "They shall look on him whom they have pierced." After this, Joseph of Arimathea approached Pilate, for he was a disciple of Jesus, though secretly for fear of the Jews. And he asked Pilate to let him remove the body of Jesus. Pilate agreed, so he came and took away the body. Nicodemus, the man who first visited Jesus by night, also came and brought a jar of myrrh mixed with aloes, about 75 pounds. They took the body of Jesus and wrapped it in linen cloths with the spices, following the burial customs of the Jews. There was a garden in the place where Jesus had been crucified, and in the garden a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. And therefore, because the sepulchre was nearby, and the Jewish day of preparation was coming to a close, they placed the body of Jesus there.